This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet.
It's Friday.
We made it to the goddamn finish line.
Well,
we may be limping. We may be a little winded. Maybe fatigued. But we made it, damn it. Drop on the clues bombs for Friday. Okay. Some people say that you shouldn't.
And it's payday.
It is. What's today?
Yeah, today's payday. Today's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to my brother, Brian.
Happy birthday to your brother, Brian. Today is payday. That means the first is right around the corner. Oh, so all of y'all out there who know what to do for the D and for the poom poom, y'all better know what to do for the rent, okay? Because the rent due, damn it, all right? Okay, the rent going to be due in a couple days. That's all I know.
Oh, man.
All right?
Now, how was your night last night, Charlamagne?
My night was good. I ain't do nothing but sleep, but that's a good night to me. I'm going to tell you what made me feel good.
What made you feel good?
I love Target T-shirts, Mosimo T-shirts, and, you know, they were discontinued a few months ago.
Yeah,
so
I thought they did well.
I just haven't been going near the T-shirt section in Target, but I went near the T-shirt section yesterday, and they got these T-shirts called Goodfellas. I got one on right now.
Goodfellas?
Yes.
Hey, like the movie?
I guess, but I know what. They feel comfortable. I ain't gonna say they mostly mold yet, but they feel pretty good on my skin.
The problem with your T-shirt today is normally when somebody got a brand new T-shirt on, I could tell. I got the little line from where it was folded. Your T-shirt looks super wrinkled.
Oh, that's because I had it sitting in a bag all day. I don't be caring. You know what I'm saying? I just throw it on. But it feel comfortable, though. I feel good. So I'm just letting y'all know, for everybody out there who was on the Mosimo T-shirts at Target, they got a new brand called Goodfellas. It's pretty A-okay, my guys. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Well, yesterday I did my podcast. Jocelyn came by.
From Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, from Love & Hip Hop. And TK Kirkland was there also. And if you watch Basketball Wives, Sania came through also. It was an action-packed night for me.
Okay.
Yeah, very active. So.
Well, we got a very active show this morning.
Yes, we do.
Mr. TK Kirkland will also be here because he's going to be at Caroline's on Broadway tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10:30, if you're in New York and looking for something to do.
I heard it's hosted by the Breakfast Club also.
I'm gonna stop by.
It says it's hosted by you and Envy.
You know, TK's a homie, so being that TK's a homie, he might use my name for certain things every now and then, but I'm gonna stop by, okay?
All right.
And he'll be here this morning. Also, Tank will be here this morning. The last time Tank was here, Tank admitted that he liked getting his ass eaten.
Then I saw a media takeout.
Yes, there is something. There's a headline on media takeout where it says, Tank says he's been sucking penis for 20 years. All right?
Not the word penis.
He didn't say penis. Yo, we got to play it a little bit.
Something that rhymes with
this. This was on lick. Media takeout. Oh, man.
All right. He wasn't prepared for that.
Yes. So they said, we need to get to the bottom of that because he got a new album in store today called Savage. And plus for the youngins. Oh, we got it? This is what Tank said on media takeout.
I've been sucking dicks and foreheads for 20 years.
Oh, I didn't know you could say that up here.
I don't know what he said yet, but we gonna figure it out when he comes in this morning, okay? He got a new album out called Savage.
He's been doing that longer than me.
And we're gonna get to the bottom of that. And A Boogie will be here this morning, too.
A Boogie with the hoodie?
Yes, he got an album out today, too, called The Bigger Artists. So we'll be talking to all of those individuals this morning. Action-packed show, jam-packed show, and the most important people are here, and that's you, the listener. So don't go anywhere. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. What song is this? Kendrick Lamar? Loyalty, featuring
loyalty,
Rihanna.
Loyalty.
Yes. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is in Africa, right?
Yes, he posted a couple of hours ago that he had just landed after traveling for 20 hours.
Oh, I was about to say, because I ain't seen no pictures of no Africa on DJ Envy's Instagram. So he just got there.
And then, he put up some video from the airport. Could have been any airport.
Could have been but green screen.
He's supposed to be in South Africa.
Okay. Well, it's time for front page news. Yee, what the hell are we talking about?
Deshaun Watson has decided to donate his first NFL game check to cafeteria workers. And these are people that are dealing with severe losses after Hurricane Harvey. Here is what Deshaun Watson had to say.
Hey, how are y'all? Hello. For what y'all do for us every day and never complain, I really appreciate y'all. So I wanted to give my first game check to y'all to help y'all out some type of way. So here you guys go.
Salute to Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans. Drop on the clues, bro.
Yeah, he's a rookie quarterback. His very first check.
Salute to all the cafeteria workers out there. My grandmother was a lunch lady.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, growing up.
We love the lunch ladies.
She was at the fifth grade school I went to, RA Ready Intermediate in Monk's Corner, South Carolina.
Now, this story breaks my heart. This is really sad. An 18-year-old has been accused of stabbing his classmate in the Bronx to death and seriously injuring another student who was hanging on for his life because he was being bullied for his, quote, flamboyant personality. Mm. Now, Abel Sedano plunged that switchblade into 15-year-old Matthew McCree, killing him, and he slashed Arian LaBoy, leaving him in critical condition. That was at the Public Urban Assembly School for Wildlife Conservation. They were harassing him, and that's when he did what he did, said one of his friends. They said he was normally a very good kid. He's not aggressive. Everybody loves him. But unfortunately, they said that, you know, he was being harassed since the first day of school this year. So
whenever I hear stories like that, I always think that could have been me, because I definitely was that person. I was on these kids' ass, teasing them, harassing. I've definitely pushed a lot of people to the brink. Never got stabbed, though.
And some people, he came to school one day with a knife and just, you know, every single day being harassed. But now someone's dead. And another student is hanging on for his life.
God bless them, man. I definitely got attacked before, though. I got attacked by this kid. He was in the slow class. Mm-hmm. And I used to, like, tease him every day.
And he beat your ass.
And he used to go to the Kingdom Hall with me on Sunday. So he would literally see me, like, six days out of the seven-day week. And I would just tease him. He would never say nothing. And one day I was just walking to class, and I teased him. As soon as I turned my back, he put me in a chokehold. I thought it was over.
Well, you know,
I thought it was over. I started seeing white
you
light.
You ain't bother him no more after that.
I ain't bother him no more. And guess what? When he let me go of that chokehold, that slow dude just walked off just as calm. Still ain't say nothing. Still didn't make a sound.
But the bad thing is, imagine if he had a knife or something like that.
I'd have been out of here.
Right. You'd have been out of here. And it's important to have those conversations. School is back in session about bullying. Whether your child is being bullied or your child is a bully, it is important to have those conversations.
You got to leave people alone, man.
Yeah. Yes, Charlamagne, you do. This guy has some nerve. Can we use that from now on the show every time he bothers somebody? All right.
Oh,
and listen, let's not forget about Puerto Rico right now. Just still 9 days after Hurricane Maria has hit Puerto Rico, and still there's been a lot of delays as far as FEMA and first responders getting there. Donald Trump tweeted, FEMA and first responders are doing a great job in Puerto Rico. Massive food and water delivered, docks and electric grid dead, locals trying really hard to help, but many have lost their homes. Military is now on site, and I will be there Tuesday. Wish the press would treat fairly.
I bet you Puerto Rico don't feel like a U.S. territory now.
Yeah, you know, half the population has no drinking water. Mm. 97% of people have no power still in Puerto Rico. Hospitals are struggling to stay open, and just a lot of different things going on. So just got to make sure we do whatever we can right now for Puerto Rico. I know a cruise ship just got there yesterday, and we told you before Pitbull was doing whatever he could. He has his own jet, so he was flying patients back to the mainland so that they could get chemo.
I see Fat Joe and Angie Martinez, them have organized a private jet too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now because the government is not being very helpful as far as getting supplies over there.
Well, don't feel neglected, Flint. You know, America does that to some of its territories. Drop on the clues bombs for Flint, Michigan. They still don't got no clean drinking water either.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got Get It Off Your Chest.
Yes.
1-800-585-1051 if you want to vent about anything. I don't know what you may possibly be pissed off about this morning.
Because it's Friday.
Yes, you might feel blessed, black, and highly favored. You might just want to celebrate life this morning. Whatever it is, call us right now. Get It Off Your Chest. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Nicole Bunch from Hampton, Virginia.
What's up, Nicole? Hey, tell us why you are blessed
Nicole
or mad.
Nicole Bunch of Fun, how are you?
I am blessed because I have what I like to call the Charlamagne effect.
Talk to me.
Shout out to Charlamagne the God. I love him to pieces.
I love you too.
I like to tell it like it is. I used to harbor stuff in and let stuff get to me. But once I started telling it how it is, and I ain't rude and disrespectful, But I just tell it like it is, and it's a relief off me. And I have a wonderful day. I feel successful. I have your book. I love it.
Thank you, baby.
I just feel successful for doing that. So shout out to the Charlamagne Effect. It's awesome. I love you guys. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all get my morning going.
Yeah, man. You got to say it, man. If it's on your spirit, just let it go. Do what God wants you to do. And plus, anything that you hold in gives you colon cancer. I don't know if y'all know that or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, baby.
All right. Good job.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Good morning. Who's this?
My name is Shannon Brown.
Shannon Brown. Tell us why.
Yes.
Hello, Shannon.
Get it up your chest, Shannon Brown.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning to you, Angela Yee. What's up, Charlamagne and God?
What's up, Shannon? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, brother. I just told you, AR, the person to answer the phone, I told you the reason why I'm blessed.
What's
the
AR?
you know that, whatever y'all call the people that work, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Interns?
It's an AR. I never heard that.
A 15, that gun. Go ahead,
already.
Sir.
Hey, but I just thought to say I'm blessed because my son just turned 21 years old yesterday.
Woo!
His girlfriend took him to Las Vegas. They're going to be gone till Sunday.
Ooh, you I'm blessed.
No, sir. No, sir. My son is a bookworm. He's going to University of Arkansas. He's taking up business, so he's not even thinking about no children right
you
now.
You mean to tell me that boy 21 years old and he's taking this girl to Vegas and you think that he ain't about thinking about no poom-poom? You don't know
my
your
brother,
son, then.
My brother, his girlfriend took him to Vegas.
That's even all the more reason he's going to get some.
No. Well, he may get some, but he know how to protect himself. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
he's
got
good.
You, got you,
yeah,
got you.
You're confident yeah. that he's good. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And also, I'm blessed on myself because I got my dream job. I'm a secretary working for a company called Centaur First Aid and Safety. So, you know what I'm saying? I am wonderful. I ain't got to be at work till 7 o'clock. I've been up at 4 o'clock. You guys will come on to 5. Matter of fact, I'm watching y'all right now.
What you
life
watching
is
us
beautiful.
On?
Revolt.
I'm watching on Revolt. I'm in Dallas,
wow.
Texas.
I didn't know people watch Revolt.
Hey, we talk nice about Revolt now.
I just didn't know people watch it. I'm all,
hey, you know what, Charlamagne? You be killing me how you be talking about Revolt. You know what I'm saying? About Sean John, you know what I'm saying? But to you, my brother, I want to say congratulations to you on your book. Angela Yee, I want to say congratulations to you. DJ Envy, you out there in South Africa. Congratulations to you. Hey, and I hope y'all stay on for the next 20 years, man. I got number love for y'all.
I doubt that's going to happen,
yeah,
but
years,
thank
know.
You, Shannon. All right.
Already. Hey, y'all have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I don't want that. All right. All right, my
but
brother.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yes, sir. Now, get it off your chest. 1-800-585-1051. If you want to vent, if you want to just celebrate. Celebrate life, call us. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. You can get it off your chest right now. Who's this?
This is Al from Mississippi.
What up, Al?
M-I-S-M. Hey, what is it? M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter.
Crooked letter, crooked letter.
Crooked letter, crooked letter.
Come on,
letter,
know it. You know
hump it. Humpback, humpback. Ah.
Yeah. Shout out to the Breakfast Club, Angela Yee, Charlamagne God. Even though DJ Envy is in the motherland. Man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling blessed, man. I'm alive and well. My family is doing good. And I'm getting ready to start my truck day, driving these old trucks. And, another thing. I was listening to the show yesterday, man. Them folks stealing out them Dollar General stores, man. Yes, they do have cell phones because I deliver to them. So
really?
They got a lot of stuff.
Are
yeah,
they good
yeah,
cell was, phones?
I mean, they not going to be no iPhones, but I mean, they smartphones.
They got the Samsung. They do everything.
Yeah. You know, you'll get your, you know, two year old brand out of Dollar General. But
okay.
when you was telling the show, I was actually unloading the truck and I was like, man, this don't make no sense.
Hilarious.
But in the Mississippi County jails, man, it's so easy to walk off and come back. So it ain't like the major cities where, you know, they got high security and all that.
That's crazy, especially in Mississippi, because I thought Mississippi especially knew how to keep Negroes captive.
Well, it's crazy because if you're driving down the road, you'll see them, you know, picking up trash and just, you know, the guy that's in the car, he reading the newspaper. So these guys, but I mean, out here in Mississippi, it's like, you know, man, I'm getting ready to get out, or, you know, I got 6 months. I ain't finna run away. You know?
Oh, got you. All right, my brother.
Unless you're going to leave and come right back to jail.
Enjoy. Have a blessed day,
right?
Man.
Good morning. Get it off your chest. Who's this?
Yeah, man, it's John from the Bronx, man. I'm feeling blessed, matter of fact. Being from the Bronx, man, Cardi B winning.
Okay.
A Boogie just dropped his album. I'm feeling that album real, real hard, bro.
Yo, we got A Boogie on the show this morning. A Boogie gonna be on the Breakfast Club this morning, man.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of him, man. I hope he keep doing his thing, bro.
His new album, The Bigger Artist, out now. Don't forget Desus and Mero. They killing on Viceland with their TV show.
Give it up for the Bronx.
Hell yeah. All day. Grr.
And I just want the record to show that all the craziest people in America come from Florida and all of the Bronx, because even though Desus and Mero got a TV show, I saw Mero out yesterday tagging like it's the 90s. He had the spray cans and everything.
We don't stop.
Jesus Christ.
All right, good morning. Tell us what is on your mind. Are you blessed or are you mad?
I'm mad this morning. Good morning, God.
Uh-oh, who's this?
Why you mad, boo?
This is Naisha from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My way to work.
You from gentrified Brooklyn or old Brooklyn?
Nah, I'm from old Brooklyn. I'm in Utica train station right now.
Got you. Okay.
I'm mad this morning. What I'm mad about, Hugh, the way social media has glorified Hugh Hefner's death, like he did something great for America. So I just want everybody to have the same energy when Bill Cosby died. When R. Kelly die, just have the same energy, people.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I thought about that yesterday. I was actually having a conversation with somebody, and I was like, I ain't going to tweet out no rest in peace to Hugh Hefner, because I didn't give a damn about Hugh Hefner when he was alive. God bless him.
I sure did.
I saw people posting all these deep quotes, and I was like, Hugh Hefner said that? I was like, I never heard Hugh Hefner talk.
He wasn't elected. He was a legal pimp in America. That's exactly what he was.
I think the Hugh Hefner thing is a weird situation, because some people feel like it was the start of a sexual revolution, and Playboy was groundbreaking when it came out.
I'm sure it was, but I saw somebody they posted a post with Hugh Hefner and Dick Gregory and said Hugh Hefner
is not the same.
Unspoken of civil rights activism. I was like, really? I just didn't know.
No, he was actually a sexist, and he went against a lot of women's rights.
But his daughter took over the whole Playboy enterprise a long time ago.
Well, God bless Hugh Hefner.
God bless them.
Yeah, and a God bless the young lady who woke up this morning happy she don't got to suck his old wrinkled balls no more.
All right.
And that was Get It Off Your Chest.
There we go.
1-800-585-1051. We do that every morning, man. Angelique, you got rumor report coming up?
Yes, somebody just confirmed pregnancy rumors. We'll tell you who is having another baby. Also, we told you about T-Boz. Her family is now suing the cops who killed her cousin. We'll give you an update on that situation.
All right, and don't forget, we got Tank coming up next hour, okay?
Yes, it's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Yes, so Tank is definitely the person to be here. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Gonna do what lovers do. That's what you do when you don't know all the words. You just do the little sounds and the cages. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angelique, DJ Envy is in Africa. Angelique has the rumor report coming up, and she's gonna be talking about Toya.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Who is Toya?
Well, congratulations to Toya Wright.
Oh, Toya Wright. Okay, drop on a clues bomb for Toya. What happened with Toya?
She's having a baby.
Really?
She confirmed pregnancy rumors. She actually did a book promo with her daughter, Reginae, and here's what it looked like.
Hello again, ladies. My name is Dr. Stevenson. It's a pleasure to meet you both. So, Reginae, what seems to be the problem? Trouble in school? Communication? Teen pregnancy?
Mm-mm. That's not me. That's her.
And then she showed her baby bump. So they did a whole entire...
That's from a TV show or something?
No, it's a promo for her new book. And she made it into also her pregnancy announcement.
Well, drop one of clues bombs for the man who shot Toya Wright's club up. If you're going to shoot somebody's club up, Toya Wright is a nice club to shoot up. You know, I used to always want me...
I know.
A little person with
that
Toya Wright's
like Toya
face.
Wright.
And by little person, I mean midget, but midget's not politically correct.
Reginae and Toya look just alike, too, her and her daughter.
I never noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, cute. So congratulations to her. All right, now T-Boz is looking for justice. She said her family is taking legal action against the police department for shooting her and killing her mentally ill cousin. Now, if you remember, she put a whole incident on what happened. She said, my cousin was shot 18 times, including the face and back of his head. He harmed no one ever. He had mental health issues, and the cops knew that. They haven't even gave my cousin the respect of trying to call and explain what happened in detail to her child. He needs justice. Now, what happened was Eddie Russell Jr. had allegedly been caught on camera robbing a bank, just got out of a mental institution. And according to reporters and what his her uncle said, Russell Jr.'s father had tried to ask police to let him inside to talk to his son, and they just said, trust us. And next thing you know, they let off 17 to 20 rounds at Eddie. Here is what T-Boz had to say when she spoke to TMZ.
My cousin, Anita Johnson, his mother, she's going to sue the police department, Peoria Police Department. Because it's unjust. This child had a nonviolent record, never hurt anyone ever in his life. He was mentally ill. The police aren't equipped to deal with mentally ill patients. They didn't wait for the person to show up and come. And the fact that it's just so many different stories and lies, and then you won't even speak. Somebody's life was taken. But 18 times, no one deserves that.
Great. I keep trying to figure out why this story is not getting a lot of attention, but I guess it's the fact that he was robbing a bank.
Allegedly
was robbing a bank.
Yeah, we don't know what happened, but yeah. I guess he was in the house and this whole thing could have been prevented. They knew he had mental health issues.
So he was at his house. He wasn't coming. I thought he was like coming out the bank.
Right, and the father was like, let me go in and talk to him.
Oh, okay, well, I don't
let him inside, and the police said, trust us, and I don't know. I don't know the entire details because we just know her side. The police haven't really spoken on it.
So we
don't know what happened.
I hope that we're not getting to the point in this country where something like that has been normalized so much that it's not even news.
All right, Steven Spielberg. They're doing a documentary called Spielberg that's going to premiere on October 7th on HBO. Now, I was looking through Steven Spielberg's filmography because he did a lot of movies, right, in his 50 years.
Hell of a catalog. E.T., Back to the Future.
Now, he has said that he doesn't watch any of his movies. There's only one movie of his that he made that he'll watch.
The Color Purple?
And see if you can guess what that is. Now, just so you guys can get updated, he did Jaws, he did Close Encounters of the Third Kind, he did E.T., Poltergeist, Twilight Zone, Gremlins, Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, The Color Purple, The Goonies.
You're supposed to say The Color Purple first when you're black, by the way.
We're doing it in order of chronological order right here. Just a lot of movies. Empire of the Sun, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, The Land Before Time.
Some classics right there.
Yeah, a lot of classics. Okay, so if you could guess what's the only one he did, Cape Fear, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List.
Guess the only one he watches?
The only one he'll watch Transformers.
The Color Purple.
Nope. The only one he'll watch is E.T., and that's because he said he will show his grandkids for the first time. He said, I love sitting next to them and telling them that he doesn't really die, and it's only scary for a little while, and then you grow to love him. So,
well, I used to be so scared of E.T. when I was young.
You were one of those people.
Man, E.T. was a horror movie. It was good. It makes me cry now, but back then, I used to think E.T. was always about to come creeping around the corner when we used to live in that single.
E.T.'s phone home.
Because we used to live in a single wide trailer, so my room was like right by the kitchen, and I could like roll over and see the kitchen so I could see everybody walking through. I always thought E.T. was just going to come
walking
through.
Remember when he was hitting with the stuffed animals?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Please don't traumatize me this morning.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yes, and when we come back, we have Tank. You know, it is Freaky Freaky Friday.
R&B singer Tank, who has a new album out called Savage today.
Yes, and last time Tank was here, Tank talked to us about how he loves getting his ass eaten, right? And now Tank was on Media Takeout this week, and he said this. Play this clip.
I've been sucking dicks in four hairs for 10 years.
Whoa, come on, guys. You can't say that.
The headline says that Tank said he's been sucking in four hairs.
You say it too, so you can play it, but you can't say it.
Oh, we're going to find out exactly what he said when we come back, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yeah, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is actually in Africa. We got a special guest in the building, a man that we actually started to call on the phone yesterday.
Yeah, we almost did. I'm sipping my tea right now.
His name is Tank.
Almost called me?
Yeah, almost.
Is that good or bad?
Tank is here. We was going to call you, Tank, because we was on Media Takeout yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a video on Media Takeout, and the headline says, Tank says he was sucking dick in foreheads for a long time.
We actually played it back several times. Like, is that what he's really saying?
Now, I still don't know what you really said, but we want you to hear it. Hey, could you play the clip for Tank, please? Play the clip that got us all confused.
Was it a slip of the tongue?
I've been sucking dicks in foreheads for 20 years.
I'm going to be honest with you. I listened to that 100 times yesterday. I didn't catch the forehead part till this morning.
Now, you have to listen to it within the context of what I was saying.
We got the whole context. No, we got the whole thing with the whole eating and everything. Okay, and it still don't make no sense, Tank.
It does make sense.
Play it then. I want to hear.
I'm going to show you where it goes.
Play the whole thing. Play the whole thing. I want to hear the whole thing. Play the whole thing.
I'm 41 years old. I've eaten a lot of I am what they call an expert on the subject.
I've been sucking in 4 years for 20 years.
It don't make no sense in context either, Tank.
I've been sucking dents in foreheads.
Sucking what? Dents?
Oh, you licked the so hard that you... Boom! You sucking dents in foreheads.
I don't think you should say that anymore because it sounds too close. You have to give it to
I've been working so many times before now.
You can't say that in a crowded club. You need to say that on a radio show.
It's too blurry.
Where you can accentuate. What's the word?
Enunciate.
Accentuate.
Okay. Still there.
Yeah, but that's how I would have sounded in the club. Right. Okay.
Dents in foreheads.
You've been sucking dents in foreheads.
This is so bad.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up because
this is so bad.
That story was making the rounds.
Listen, a couple of people hit me about it, but I didn't think, you know, it was gone. Like, yeah, come on, I said dents in forehead. Like, y'all know the terminology.
But
like,
you hear, you know, it now, you can hear where the misconfusion comes at, right?
I don't want to hear. I know.
Play it one more time. No. This is the last part. Just so you can hear what it says. This one part. Play the one part.
I've been sucking dicks in foreheads for 20 years.
Okay, now I hear it.
Now we don't even got to believe it. Because he said it's dicks.
But now you hear it.
Now I hear it.
But now you hear it. But if you was looking for dicks, you can make it that.
Well, Charlamagne was looking for
dicks. By the way, that's a real
thing.
No, I'm going to tell you how social media controls narratives. Because when you read the headline,
it automatically makes your mind believe.
In our heads.
Yes.
What? You know, Tank, why
are you all right? What is in your seat?
Tank, why does Media Takeout want you to be gay so bad? Because that's the only site that runs articles about you like this, by the way.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know what I mean? And I don't know what the gay thing is about, you know, successful black men. Why is that the first thing that we turn to? Oh, he must be gay. Oh, he's this, he's that. You know what I mean?
And like, so, are the Illuminati. These are the Illuminati. You know,
I used to watch it. It's funny because I used to watch it, you know, I used to watch it when I would be with Jamie. And
Jamie who?
Fox.
This ain't going well for you this morning.
Why? He writes for Jamie Foxx.
Oh, okay, got you. Jamie gets it a lot too.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
though.
Got you.
And
got
so I'd be like, I hang out with this guy every day. He's one of my best friends. When does he have time to do this?
When he had time to be gay?
Yeah. Is he carving out 15 minutes here and there, right around? And I was like, you know what? It's just, I guess for some reason, it's just what it is.
Well, Jamie,
I can't fight every battle. You know what I'm saying? And people saying I'm this or saying I'm that. I know what I am.
Well, Charlamagne has gotten it.
I've definitely got it.
People have said it about me.
Especially with our interview, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you say you like getting your ass. You said it too.
I was about to agree with you. You started with
no. I was about to say when you said you like getting your ass, not that I like getting mine too.
And so that sent it on the spiral.
And let's be clear, not by each other, okay? Yes. Just by
we
women.
Definitely different.
And Jamie Foxx got his, I think, started with the butt-naked basketball rumors. He'd be playing butt-naked basketball.
Well, Envy started that rumor.
You never play butt-naked basketball with Jamie?
No. No. No man has played butt-naked basketball with Jamie.
If anything, we're happy that Tank has settled down because you were a womanizer back in the day.
Yes.
He don't sound too happy about that, Tank.
Well, he said it. You just heard him say it.
Lots of... That doesn't constitute womanizing. That means that I provided a service.
Okay.
Were you being honest with these women?
Huh?
Were you being honest with these women, telling them that you got a bunch of different girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the writing is on the wall, though. I mean, you know.
Got you.
The writing is on the wall.
It's on the wall. You know what I mean?
You broke some hearts, though.
I don't think I broke any hearts, because I think in this day and time, we need some good examples.
You know, but I mean, like, 10 years ago, you definitely broke some hearts. You know, on the course to being where you are today, becoming the man that you are.
Well, I mean, I'm recently this man, so, you know.
Right.
Hearts were still, you know, I was still able to move around a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it comes a time. I'm 41.
But you were a savage.
Still relatively young.
You're still, in my mind, I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, comes a time where your time has to mean something.
Is it hard not to resort back into savage mode?
Yes. Yes, it's difficult. Because, you know, as you see, you know, I provide, you know what I mean, the vehicle for, you know, sexual activity.
You sell sex,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
like the song When We?
Yes.
That song is all about...
It's all about the aggressive moment, you know what I'm saying, during the sexual process where, you know, things could get a little, you know, get a little sweaty. First, you get to moving.
So when you on the road and you out doing these shows, these women expect Tank to be this sexual creature. Mm-hmm. There's sex all around, sexual mm-hmm. energy everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard not to go back to the hotel room and, you know, knock something off, right?
Listen, it is. And so, you know, what I've done is I've my phone, you know what I'm saying? I got a few tabs set of my favorite, you know, mm-hmm. favorite porn sites. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
And I keep myself involved.
Plus you masturbate myself. Plus you can FaceTime.
And I can FaceTime. And then I have to FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that 360 degree view of the room. Like, you know, no, it's just me.
Nobody under the bed.
Nobody under the bed.
Does that fulfill you? Because you know you can masturbate, but you can't show your own ass.
Who can't? I see what kind of shape Tank is in.
Tank, if you can get your own ass, you're in the wrong business. Okay? You can make a lot of money.
I'm not doing this.
As a circus act.
I'm not doing this. I have an album coming out.
Called Savage. Okay?
First it was Tank Sucks, and now we haven't even got to the album yet.
Savage.
I yes. tried.
Okay. We have more with Tank coming up next. We're going to talk about the state of R&B music. Do you miss it? Do you wish it was the way it was? We'll discuss. And more coming up next.
The Breakfast Club.
Yup, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is in Africa today. So he's not here, but we have Tank in the building. Now, your new album is called Savage. That doesn't sound like an R&B album, my brother.
It shouldn't.
Okay.
It should just sound like somebody doing whatever it takes to ensure the survival.
That sounds like a nigga that eats ass. I ain't gonna lie.
What does that have to do with survival?
Do whatever it takes to survive, okay?
He's got a point.
I heard what Lee Daniels said the other day when he was up here.
What did he say?
Lee Daniels said the reason they call him Big Daddy because people would have to knock on his door and say to him, Big Daddy, can I have a job?
Oh. Don't listen to him.
Yes, he did say that.
And that's the extent of it.
That was it. There was nothing else after that. So use your own imagination.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop there. But it's you know it's our fight. You know okay. what I'm saying? Like R&B has to, at least my style of R&B. You know, I'm the emotional. I'm the lover. I'm the you know what I'm saying. I'm mm-hmm. the sexual. And so you know we've kind of guys who are like me or from where I'm from. They've kind of settled in to what it is that they do, and they haven't stepped into a space to where they want to compete and have. This R&B, have our R&B stand next to everything else that's going on right now. It's not that R&B is dying. It's just that people like us aren't competing.
You know the problem I think it is with R&B? I think R&B might, I'm not going to say might be the only job. R&B has gotten into a space where they're not being organic anymore. Like, nobody's making the records they want to make, it seems like. They're making the records they think the radio's going to play, or it's like this formula. Like, the people that break through are the guys that usually do their own thing, like the Miguel, the Anderson .Paaks.
It just depends on how you look at it because, you know, Bryson Tiller to me is telling his truth the way he knows how to
Bryson's
tell
it. Bryson's another one, yeah.
Her, she's telling her truth mm-hmm. the way she knows how to tell mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying?
Like SZA.
SZA, telling her. Like we came up in a different era because the era, it was moving slower. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We would pop game a little longer. Like we were more patient with it. We talked to a woman all night. You know what I'm saying? We talked to him for a week if
until
we had
the
to.
Sun comes
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, until we could figure it out. The number one song on the Hot 100 back then was I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we had time.
Yeah.
We had time to figure it out and be smooth and put our outfits together. And all that. Now we don't have time.
So it's the women's fault?
No, it's society.
But no, I'm saying.
No, it's not the women's fault.
Okay.
Everything is just moving this
right.
fast.
We're texting each other. We have 140 characters. People aren't talking on the phone pictures, like they used to. They're not going on dates.
You used to post one pic a day on Instagram. Let it fester. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Let everybody get a look at it. Then post another one the next day. Now you posting a picture every hour.
Right.
Every 2 hours, trying to keep people stimulated and motivated to stay on your channel.
Yeah.
Everything moves that way. So when it comes to the love-making process or even the music love-making process, we got to figure out a way to insert love to where it moves just as fast as everything else is. Like, we got to catch up. And we're not catching up. Like, the artists you name, I love Anderson .Paak. I love Miguel. I love those guys. But we still need those emotional moments, those Teddy Pendergrass moments, those Marvin Gaye moments.
I feel Miguel makes those.
Okay.
Adorn might be the best R&B record of the past, like, 10 years.
Is it Distant Lover?
No, of course not.
That's what I say by
Yeah.
Adorn is a great record. It compliments
the woman. Somebody like Anthony Hamilton does that.
If you say if an Anthony Hamilton ends up with a top 10 mainstream record, now we're talking about something.
Right. Mm.
Now we're talking about an emotional, stripped down, old school throwback lover with a record from his heart and soul. And so he's doing what he's doing in the space he knows how to do it in. But in order to deliver it to the people who need it now, like, I want to inspire the next generation of R&B artists. How do I do that? I got to meet them where they are.
Mm. Do you have to, though?
Absolutely.
Like, I hear rappers say the same thing, too. Like, 50 was up here, and 50 was saying how you want to make records for now in the club. Like, we're it's an audience for grown hip-hop, too. You know what I'm
saying?
How
old are you?
Old.
Okay.
Like, I'm old.
So,
yeah.
this is a statement. 40. This is a statement from you. You can't even understand what I'm saying right now. Because you have been conditioned, you know what I'm saying, from where we're from. The kid that's 12, that's burning out on Uzi, that's burning out on, when he hears an R&B record, it better somewhat coincide in some kind of way with what his mind is already running through.
But that's what I mean. Like, why are you, as a 40-something-year-old guy, catering to him?
Well, I'm
he can still do it and still be who he is.
Here's what I'm doing. Let's throw the word cater out. What I'm doing is just allowing my natural evolution to take place.
Right.
I rock with all
of this
stuff.
As an artist, you have to evolve as a songwriter, as a performer.
I rock with all of this. Like, I rock with it. Right. I'm in there with my kids on the musical getting, like, This is how I live my life.
I'm not mad at
you.
It's
me.
Still
like, okay,
organic
okay. I'm at Dre's with Chris Brown one day, and then I'm at the amphitheater with whoever the next day.
Best of both worlds.
Like, I am the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not me trying to skate. I skate well.
Yeah, I don't think Marvin Gaye or Teddy or Luther was in the studio, like, wondering what a 12-year-old was thinking.
They didn't have it. They didn't need to.
Mm.
Right.
They didn't need to. Like, I also do music business. I'm a label owner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I go back to my partners at Atlantic Records, some of it has to make sense on the business level. You know, it can't just be all my heart. I just feel in the heart of my love, because love don't. Mm-hmm.
So you about to do a song with Cash Me Outside, girl, because she just signed to Atlantic.
No, and there's some things I just won't do.
Gotcha.
Because it's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
She's not organic for me.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying? Gotcha. But the things that are. If you know what I'm saying, if Quavo's like, nigga, get on the song right quick, you're like, let's get it.
Absolutely.
I rock with, you know what I'm saying? I'm in here. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or Anthony Hamilton say, man, we got to do this record.
That makes sense
for me.
Gotcha. Right.
I'm not in that box, and I fought hard to not be in that box.
I think that's a great thing, because it shows that you still have your foundation, but you also have to blossom from that, too.
You have to be able to grow.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the same artist that I was in 97... then I've done myself and you a disservice.
Right.
I have not learned nothing. I have not grown. I have not done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the artists who have not grown, we see where they are. There's a difference. Like, there's a difference in me being able to come up here and talk to you guys about this Savage album and somebody else's whose album is dropping, and you don't even know who they are. You used to know.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get a visit up here.
Right.
They don't get to come up here and do nothing.
Throwback Thursday, maybe.
Maybe.
All right. We got more with Tank coming up next. Fellas, stay tuned. Tank is going to school you on how to properly, orally pleasure the poom poom. Hey, it's Freaky Freaky Friday, okay? We're going into the weekend. You might need some tips. He'll explain coming up next on The Breakfast Club. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is out on business in Africa. But we got Tank in the building, so let me ask you a question. What's the proper way to suck a dent into a woman's forehead? Like, if you had to give these young boys some tips that's listening right now, may not know how to eat. Because when I was younger, I didn't properly know how. I had a friend who had to give me a book called The Ultimate Kiss to teach me how to properly do it.
I didn't know either.
So if you had to give these young boys some tips from a OG R&B legend like yourself, what would you tell them?
Okay. Stop going into so many other areas. Okay. Start off and focus on the one area.
The clitoris.
Start off right there, okay? Now, in focusing on the clitoris, you have to understand that every woman's clitoris is designed differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are some that can take...
They're like snowflakes.
There are some that can take direct stimulation,
mm-hmm.
as in you can pull the hood back and get right to it. And then there are some that can't.
Some you got to lick through the wrapper.
But you have to lick through the wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have to understand that, because that could get tricky. You know what I'm saying? Oversensitive. Get up. You're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting enough stimulation. So you have to be able to listen. It talks to you.
What does it say, Tank?
Huh?
What does it say?
It tells you whether you up or you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes a woman moves, that could be one of two things. She loves it or it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you got to work on your tongue game.
Mm.
Now, I mean, I have, you know, I was born kind of do. I can do all of that.
Yeah, you know what's really bad when people do that whole in and out real fast like a lizard.
Yes.
But some people like that probably.
Okay. Like I've my tongue can move really, really fast. Helicopter.
You should look at you when you say that.
I looked at her first. Okay. I gave her the example.
All right. Yeah.
He showed me the tongue movement, and then he looked at you.
Okay, got you. Okay, true.
I was hoping you would say, man, that's neat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you didn't. So,
I still got the same kind of tongue, though.
You didn't congratulate. Okay, so you understand what I'm saying?
Off and on like a light switch. Mine can do that real good. Yeah.
So you have to figure out your tongue placement and movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got to practice.
Right. Some women like it gentle. Some women like it rough.
Some women like it rough. Sometimes you have to have a strong tongue. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to use a soft tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes you...
Right.
It varies.
What should you practice on? Should you find a woman to practice on?
What else can you practice on?
And it'd be a fruit, maybe.
No, you can't practice on a fruit. You have to practice on with a woman. And you need a woman to tell you, like, I used to ask questions.
Gotcha.
And I say, how does that feel? No. What about that? No.
He's asking, like, hey, can I practice something on you?
So what do you think about this?
Yeah.
That's cool. What do I want to do this? Yeah, that's the magic. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And you have to go through a discovery process.
Gotcha.
And then eventually you figure out your thing and, you know, and your rhythm and how you do it. And so you have your go-to of how you rock, but it's still about listening. You have to listen to that woman and what she needs at the time and how it's feeling, how her body's moving, how she's reacting. Like, all of those things matter.
And you have to lick to completion, right?
If you can.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a very good explanation. Very good examples of how to eat clitoris.
Okay.
But you were way more excited about talking about getting your ass. So I want them to compare the two.
No, no.
I want to put the two videos side by side on the internet. All right.
But you can't. I'm going to keep it real. You can't get excited like that about oral sex on a woman because it's more gentle.
No.
Now, savage is getting your ass hit.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you're
like
right.
a savage, like.
Yeah, but I mean, like we. I'm thinking back. We had way more fun.
You want him to do the snake on the floor? No. I mean, what was he supposed to do?
I can't. There's no way I can really like this is all I got for you. This is all I got.
Yeah, it's just a little head movement.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you have to listen and you have to be patient. And I'm glad we were able to tell people that.
Now, let me ask you this. Given R. Kelly's issues that he's having now with all these women coming forward saying that he had this sex cult and they were part mm-hmm. of this cult and they escaped and, you know, just things that he did. Does that affect how you look at him as an artist or whether or not you would work with him or just his music to you in general?
Be careful with this one.
Yeah,
it's a trap question.
Yeah, it's trap music.
As a label owner, as a songwriter, as an artist.
I can never take away what his music has meant to me in my career. I was shaped and molded, you know what I mean, by R. Kelly, by Babyface. I mean, nobody in R&B has done what R. Kelly's done, still to this day.
In many ways.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're conflicted, basically.
I am. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm conflicted because I also have daughters. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I do know that, you know, a young lady at the age of 18 or 19, although you all do mature fast and you grow and you learn, you know what I'm saying? I do know that somebody with more wisdom, you know what I'm saying, somebody with more game, somebody who's been around longer can still, you know, manipulate mm-hmm. and work that you're putting
some age on R. Kelly's girls, by the way. He'd be younger than 18.
Okay. Even worse, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So and I know, you know, there are older men who prey on that, who can, you know, so it's tough for me. I can't validate that behavior. You know, I can't say that I don't condone it by no means.
So he was like, I have this song that would be great for us to do. Do you do a song with R. Kelly?
He wants to do Age Ain't Nothing But a Number remix.
Not that one.
With you and TGT.
But it's a banging ass song.
He wants to do.
Here's the thing. Like I love R. Listen, I love R. Kelly. R. Kelly is still the king of R&B to me. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much they type it on under my comments, until I've accomplished what R. Kelly has accomplished in music, I can be no king. Until the king is gone, he's still here.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to be mindful. I have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if my daughters ask the question to me, if I have to ask that question to me, like, Daddy, what is this thing with R. Kelly? You know what I'm saying? Didn't you just do a song with him?
Mm.
You know, how do I have to be able to answer that question.
Because the R. Kelly sex tape coming back. It's only a matter of time before it comes back online.
I mean, listen, online, they're going to get everything.
Yes.
But that's, you know, child pornography. You can't even
It's coming back.
On.
I'm telling you it's coming back. Give it a minute.
They're going to figure out a way. It would be tough for me to go back and have that conversation with my daughters if they ever had that question.
Like, so safe to say he's not featured on Savage.
He's not on Savage.
Gotcha.
That's a simpler answer.
Yeah. He's
what features do you have on Savage?
I got Trey songs. I got Luda. Shout out to Luda. He's the one that made me turn this album around this fast.
Why really? Is that?
Because when I dropped Sex, Love, and Pain 2, I got a call. I said, Luda looking for you. I was like, okay. Yeah, keep coming. So I'm like, Luda, he said, man, let me tell you, man, this album, me and my wife banging this album. You did it. You're the guy right now. If I was you, I'd come right back. Don't wait no 2 years. Don't do nothing. Things you do, Tank, come right back while you got it.
So Luda told you that you were the guy in R&B at the moment.
Time to come back.
Do you think Tyrese knows about this?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Did Luda call Tyrese and tell him the same thing about you?
I'm sure he. Yeah, Tyrese hasn't called me in a minute, so I'm sure he.
Y'all still ain't talking. I
called him after he had surgery. What, I guess he got a lung transplant or something like that.
A lung transplant.
You know, Tyrese always makes it seem like he's dying. he makes it look like, I died for 2 hours and then, like Lazarus, I was brought back, so I'm so glad to be here. I was like, you had Luda that weekend. What are you talking about?
So, you haven't spoke at all?
I called him when I was down there because I wanted to check on him. I called him a couple times. He didn't pick up, so I haven't heard from him. I think he blocked me on Instagram.
What?
Really?
I think.
Tyrese, stop being so petty.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on now.
I always felt like you guys would get into it and then make up.
We always do. We always do. But I honestly don't know what's going on. So we're cool. But I haven't talked to him in a long time. So.
This won't be no TGT reunion.
Not right now, man.
I want to hear this new album, man.
Aggressive.
Do not look at me like that.
No.
You just looked at me and said,
Why
it's aggressive.
Now you feeling real media takeout right now, man. I feel like you on me right now. You supposed to be my man.
Whoa.
See what I'm saying?
Listen.
Dense. I said dense, okay?
Play it one more time just to make sure he said dense, man. Just to make sure he said, let's make sure.
I've been sucking dicks in 4 heads for 20 years.
Okay, it could be.
If he says so, man. I'm going to take your word for it, Tank. You said it. I agree with you. Savage is out right now. Thank you for coming, my brother.
Come on, man.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is in Africa. We got Angela Yee's rumor report coming up next. She's about to talk about...
It's coming up now.
It's coming up now. Who are you talking about again?
I'm talking about Rob Kardashian and Kylie Jenner suing Blac Chyna.
Oh.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, well, I just told you Rob Kardashian and Kylie Jenner are suing Blac Chyna, and that's because Rob Kardashian said that she tried to strangle him with an iPhone charger after having lots of drugs and alcohol. According to Rob, this took place last December, and he is suing for damages.
Who tried to strangle who now?
Blac Chyna tried to strangle Rob Kardashian with an iPhone charger.
What Kylie got to do with it?
Well, it's her house, and I'm going to get to that part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they were staying and renting the house from Kylie Jenner. So, he also says that Blac Chyna had taken his gun and was playing with his gun, not knowing if it was loaded or if the safety was on, and at one point even pointed the gun at the camera and told Rob Kardashian's friends not to mess around because they were on FaceTime. Then he said that she lunged towards him with the charger.
You gonna shoot me through FaceTime?
I don't know, but I guess it's the fact that she was playing around with the gun, not knowing whether or not it was loaded. Now, according to Rob Kardashian, Blac Chyna then trashed the house, which Kylie Jenner owns and which Rob was renting, and that's why she's also listed on that lawsuit and is suing for $100,000 worth of damages that she caused when she trashed the house. Now, Kylie and Rob also said that Blac Chyna repeatedly told Kylie she should be tested for STDs because of Tyga, and that Chyna only got pregnant as one of her deliberate actions to cash in on the Kardashians' fame.
Blac Chyna would know, though, right?
What, if he
that,
has...
That sound advice.
That he has an STD?
I'm saying, that sound advice if you give, you know, the girl that your baby daddy is smashing and say, yo, you might want to go get tested for STD. That sound advice. I would take her advice.
They should all get tested. They should get tested anyway. Period.
Nobody's concerned that Kanye West and Rob Kardashian wear the same shirt size now? Nobody's concerned about that?
Well, some people are saying that Kanye is on medication, which is why he's gained weight, because he's been suffering from depression.
That's some high-carb medication. And why the medication so fattening?
The medication does make you gain weight, though. Because I remember when ODB was said when he was locked up, and they put him on all these different drugs, and that's why he gained so much weight. So it is one of the side effects.
Okay.
So we don't know what it is that's going on. But anyway, so now there's that lawsuit going on. All right, Beyonce, and some good news, has gotten on J Balvin and Willie Williams' Mi Gente remix, and she's raising funds for hurricane relief. She's raising funds for Puerto Rico and for Mexico as well. Now here is part of the song. Sounds good, right?
Sounds great, but I would not probably enjoy it until I know what the hell she's saying.
Listen, don't even matter. It sounds good.
Yes, it does matter.
Okay, she sings in English, too. Here it is. You say my body stay wetter than the ocean. And say that Creole in my body's like a potion. I can be a beast or I can give you emotion. But please don't question my devotion. I've been giving birth on these haters cause I'm fertile. See these double C's on his back. Murder. One more double D's in his bed. Murder. If you really love me, make an album about me. Word up.
If you really love me, make an album about me. Drop on a clues bomb for Beyonce, man. You just gotta make sure. Because what if Tank come out with a song and he's speaking in another language? He'd be telling you to eat your own ass and you don't even realize
what's
going on.
You'll sing right along if it sounds good. You'll sing along if it sounds good. There's a lot of songs you sing along to that just sound good, right?
Yeah, no.
You look so good, you know?
I never used to sing that song.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I've heard you.
Nope.
All right, well, all of the proceeds from that song is going to relief for Puerto Rico, Mexico, and the other affected Caribbean islands. You can go to Beyonce.com/relief efforts if you want to help out.
And salute to Fat Joe, too. You know, he's got his plane. And he's collecting supplies tomorrow at the Jacob Javits Center in Manhattan.
All right, so let's make sure we all show up and show out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sarah Jessica Parker is saying that they were going to do a third installment of Sex and the City. Now, I know the guys in the room don't care, but Sex and the City is my ish. You never used to watch Sex and the City?
Hell no, I was a girlfriend's type of guy.
Sex and the City is a good show, though. All right, well, anyway, they were going to do the third installment, which was like the prequel to the first one, but unfortunately, it's been canceled because they're saying that Kim Cattrall's demands just made it over. It's done. Now, according to Sarah Jessica Parker, she said, I'm disappointed. We had this beautiful, funny, heartbreaking, joyful, very relatable script and story. It's not just disappointing that we don't get to tell the story and have that experience, but more so for that audience that has been so vocal in wanting another movie. So now it's not going down.
They done made two Sex and the City movies, was about to make a third, and they still haven't made a Girlfriends movie to give us Girlfriends fans proper closure. Okay?
Right.
We still don't know if Joan got married.
Demanded.
We don't know if Tony and Joan ever got cool again.
You write that script.
Why we can't get one
Girlfriend's
movie?
Script.
I definitely could.
Yeah, work on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to on this Friday?
You know, this donkey today is a prime example of why you should never make permanent decisions based off temporary feelings, and it's going to a young lady named Kat Gallinger.
Kat Gallinger.
Yes, we need her to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her this morning, please.
All right. When we come back, we got Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne. It is The Breakfast Club.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
What happened? What's happening? Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 29th, goes to a young 24-year-old lady from Ontario, Canada, named Kat Gallinger. Your Uncle Charlotte tells you all the time that sometimes in life, someone has to die in order for us to live. Sometimes they die figuratively. Sometimes they die literally. In this case, Kat died figuratively. Now, it's a new trend going on in these streets, and that trend is called a sclera tattoo. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Sclera?
Spell it.
S-C-L-E-R-A.
Okay.
If I'm not pronouncing it right, it doesn't matter because there's absolutely no need to be able to pronounce something you shouldn't do and would never do. Now, let me explain what this sclera tattoo is. It's actually a tinting of the whites of the eyes. Yes, these kids is out here turning the whites of their eyes to another color using a hypodermic needle. Now, Kat got purple ink injected into her right eye. Yes, she got purple ink injected into her right eyeball. If you're watching us on Revolt TV, you can see it right now because she wanted the whites of her eyes to turn purple. I don't want no color in my eyes. I don't want the whites of my eye to turn yellow, red, that little orange tint most 30-somethings in the hood got because they've been drinking, liquor, and smoking black and mild since the age of 11. I don't want no color in the whites of my eyes, okay? I don't do pink eye. All right, I get a little on my urine and put it right in my eyeball.
Oh.
Okay? Oh, for any of my listeners out there suffering from pink eye right now, next time you go pee, dab some tissue with your urine and put it in your eyeball.
I thought you had to get medication for that.
Urine, okay? 24 to 36 hours, your pink eye will be gone. Trust your Uncle Charlotte now. I haven't lied to you one time. But back to Kat. She had someone use a hypodermic needle to dye the whites of her eyes purple. And as you can probably guess, things went terribly wrong. Kat said that she got the tattoo in mid-September, and since then it has swelled, purpled, leaked colored tears, and her vision is permanently damaged. Poor Kat has been keeping us updated via her Facebook page. Let's see what this young poor choice maker had to say.
The procedure was done by someone who told me that they were experienced. It is my fault that I believed them, and it is my fault that I gave in when they repetitively asked me to do my eye. However, otherwise, they should not be convincing people to do things that they are not trained in, and they should not be claiming to be trained when they are not.
Kids, nobody can convince you to do something that you don't really want to do. 24 years old is too old to be falling to peer pressure, okay? Realest thing she said in that video was it was her fault. Somebody may have introduced her to procedure, may have introduced her to the procedure, but she's the one who made the choice to actually get it done. Now she's regretting it, and this is exactly why you should never make permanent decisions based on temporary feelings, especially when it comes to things like your body. Now, Kat has issued a warning to those out there thinking about getting the whites of their eyes tinted another color. Well, let's hear it.
My sight is not coming back. I will never recommend that it ever be done by anyone.
Really?
And that anyone ever get this. I just really, really hope that people take this as a lesson.
Somebody got to die in order for others to live. Kat says you should not get a sensitive procedure like this done without the proper training. You think? You think, Kat? The fact that Kat has to tell people this lets me know Armageddon is upon us, people. And I don't feel sorry for this young lady one bit. Okay, in 2009 in Oklahoma, the state senate passed a bill declaring these sclera tattoos, how you pronounce it, illegal. And honestly, they need to make them illegal all across America because clearly some people can't make proper decisions on their own. Now, this is yet another story where I don't have to explain in detail why this young lady deserves Donkey of the Day because some donkeys just sell themselves. But this is yet another opportunity to play Guess What Race It Is! Yay! Bringing our young intern Kendra to play.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here we go, Kendra.
We played Guess What Race It Is yesterday. Kendra was a great contestant. I asked Kendra yesterday about the donkey of the day and what race she thought the donkey was. And Kendra said this.
I would say white. White people are mischievous.
Oh, my God. There you go. Okay. I really enjoyed that answer. Now, those listening to the radio and the iHeartRadio app, y'all heard her voice. Okay. But that means nothing. So that may or may not be a major clue. Kendra has not heard her voice. I'm not going to let Kendra hear her voice. I'm just going to tell the story again, and then we are going to play Guess What Race It Is. Now, Kendra, listen. This young lady, Kat Gallinger, had a procedure done on her called a sclera tattoo. Have you heard of that? Okay, so sclera tattoo is when you get the whites of your eyes tinted. Okay, and this young lady got the whites of her eyes tinted purple, and now she has caused permanent damage to her eyes. She's got an infection, possibly blind. But the main clue to this situation is that she got the whites of her eyes tatted purple. Now let's go around the room, and Meezy, we'll start with you. What race is this young woman?
I believe the Caucasus Mountains is where she comes from, sir.
I think that's a good answer, okay? I think that's a good answer. Angela Yee, where do you think this young woman's from?
Sounds like she's white.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Just because I heard whites of eyes and I thought white.
Kendra, what race do you think this woman is?
White for sure.
White for sure. Well,
totally.
If you guessed mayonnaise, you're absolutely correct. Young Kat Dallinger is indeed a white woman.
Ooh.
A white woman.
Her eye looks terrible.
Once again, kids.
Oh, she's crying purple.
Kids,
purple
please.
Purple tears.
Please, kids. Don't make permanent decisions based off temporary feelings. Please give Kat Dallinger the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Now, I don't know if you guys watch Lock Up, but you know in Lock Up, they actually had an episode where they were showing the inmates tattooing the whites of their eyes.
Well, here's the thing. Most of those guys on lockup are doing life sentences. They're never coming home. Their lives are completely over. So, yes, they should make...
They used pen ink to...
Yeah, it's fine. They have nothing else to do. Idle Mind is the white devil's playground, all right? So they have no choice but to do those kind of things when they're locked up, all right? But when you're a 24-year-old who has their whole life ahead of them, you should not be making permanent decisions based off temporary feelings, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, when we come back, Mr. T.K. Kirkland will be in the building because T.K. Kirkland is going to be at Caroline's on Broadway tomorrow.
Breakfast Club is hosting.
Yes. He'll be there at 7:30 and 10:30. So we're going to have T.K. come in the building. We're going to talk to him about some of the things going on in the culture. Why not? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is out today. He's actually in Africa. We have T.K. Kirkland in the building. T.K.'s headlining Caroline's tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. and at 10:30 p.m. How are you, sir?
He came in here with compliments, flowers. These are really nice flowers. These aren't
even just
from the,
right.
These aren't from the corner or nothing.
I was raised right.
These are beautiful.
You know, I always like talking to T.K. about a number of things.
Yes.
Current events.
Yes.
Our guy Kevin Hart, you know, he just got caught up out there, you know, got getting extorted by a young lady. What do you think about that situation?
It's so many levels as a man. As a man, one, you don't talk about another man when he's usually down. Mm. But since he's a public figure, you got to give it a pass.
And Kevin ain't down.
Ain't
nothing down about Kevin.
No, I also think the comedians, you kind of have the... They're going to make a joke out of it.
They're going to make a joke out of it. And see, I just see life different. I'm really down with the females on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that when men get married and they do step out on their wife, you got to break the female off, especially if you see her more than one time. It's just a gentleman thing to do.
Female? The side or the...
Yeah, she a side chick.
Yeah.
You got to treat her good. You got to get a nice car. You got to get a nice apartment or a house. This is the purpose of being a player. If you're cheating,
now Jay-Z said you shouldn't treat the one that
that's
you
only because he got
the
caught.
Same respect as the one that you love.
But that's because he got caught.
But this was before he got caught. He said,
"Yeah."
The problem with that though is sometimes with guys they have their side chicks and then they try to break it off,
right?
And then they treat it the side chick so good.
I believe you don't cheat at all.
That's what I believe too. I've seen this happen where a man cheats,
yes,
treats the side chick so good, and now she don't want it to end because she thinks that she's just as important or more important.
If a man can't break off with a woman when it's over, he ain't a man. Bottom line, there's no woman gonna tell me if we gonna still be together when I just told you it's effing over.
Women do things like they threaten to commit suicide.
You're gonna die. I ain't got time for this. Who raised you? I ain't got time for this. You wanna die? See you. May God bless you. May you get through the pearly gates.
But they threaten to expose you.
But that's why you don't get yourself caught up in certain situations. See, the thing about life is, to me, you stay single, you date everybody you want to date.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. You ain't got to answer nobody, but then when you settle down, you truly settle down. And that's the way you got to move.
Life is really that simple. I think we do complicate it, you know? But what about when we do end up making a little mistake?
And you do make a mistake, and then hopefully that the woman that you deal with is understanding, and your swag is just so phenomenal that she's not going anywhere. And then sometimes your money's so long, a woman know she ain't leaving.
Gotcha.
And then sometimes it ain't got to be the guy. The girl, the wife say, it's cool, you know. You know, and normally if they say it's cool, that means they cheated on you somewhere down the line and they're giving you a pass.
they got them a nice little boy on the side.
Get it twisted now. These women sneak it in there too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if a woman cheated on you and she still treated you really well and everything, you could forgive that.
It all depends on my frame of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm almost a senior citizen now. So everything in my life is calm. Walks in the park.
How old are you, OG?
I'm 57.
57. Boy, you look good for 57.
Thank you.
I told you that yesterday.
Yeah.
No, you ever seen TK calf muscles? TK calf.
Why have you seen
him? Yeah, I was with him yesterday.
I was short time.
I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, he was like, yo, you kind of workout you do.
You ain't missing no leg day.
Yeah, but when you get older, everything is just about peace of mind. You treat everybody right. You don't want no aggravation, no stress.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find a nice young lady to be good to you, be good to her. But you don't want all the confusion that comes with hiding, texting, you in the bathroom, you peeking out the door to see if somebody's coming, or you talking to her, like, hold on for a minute, I think I hear somebody.
Yeah,
I think
wife coming up the stairs.
Yeah, okay, I gotta call you back. Ain't nobody got time for all that. Or you sleep, and your girl snuck your phone, like, it's in your hand, and the girl took the phone out your hand real gentle.
Yeah.
And, oh, ain't nobody got time for that, yo.
And by the way, ain't no better feeling when you showing your girl something in the phone and you don't got to hit do not disturb before
you show. And let me tell you a story. When I was young, I was cheating on a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave my phone to the other young lady. I was dancing. I said, I ain't messing around. And when I passed her the phone, a girl was texting me about how good the thing was the other night.
Damn.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm trying to tell men and women, when you're young, you go through your trials and tribulations of life. That's what you call your life lessons. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, you make choices of, do I want to deal with this or I want to deal with that? And when you're young, I think you really should go through those things, because when you go through it, you're able to teach other people what you've gone through. Because mm-hmm. if you haven't gone through anything, you can't teach nobody.
You heard about the Wendy Williams, Kevin Hunter situation.
Those are our old friends. Yeah, our old friends. That's how we met.
You know, Charlamagne actually introduced the girl to Kevin.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, you remember that, right? TK, you remember that story. Yeah, yeah.
The thing about Kev, and just play the pimp, I think it's fabulous. I think it's fabulous that he had a girl around the corner from his main wife. And let me tell you why. Gas is high. So for him to come out the house just to go around the corner is phenomenal. Now, who would think of your money? That's what I'm saying. Your money got to be right. He said, listen, you know I got the wifey, but I don't want to travel through tolls. We know we live in New Jersey, New York. Tolls is expensive. I calculate it. But if I put you around the corner, bam.
But let me ask you this. How should Wendy handle this situation? Because she's saying it's not true. She's just following the story. It's, you know,
rumors.
Here's
the thing about Wendy. We've seen the pictures. There's nothing you could... And we know Kev, and we're not going to expose them. May her be in denial all she wants, because Wendy's always been good to me, right? Mm-hmm. But the truth is the truth. If she's a boss, she'll get through this. And now she might be the one that's strong on him and say, you ain't going anywhere. You know, because I think Kevin works for her. Am I right? So she pays his salary.
He did what he did,
and it's gonna be interesting to see.
You think it's better to just say, okay, yes, my husband did cheat on me. I'm devastated that this has come out like this.
I think she should do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think she should. But what difference does it make? It's not going to change anything.
Right.
You know?
But denying it and saying, because you're Wendy, we expect you to be truthful.
If you're going to talk about everybody else, see, you got to practice what you preach.
I agree with that. 100%.
If you're going to talk about everybody else and to confront something, just like when I came on the show, y'all hit me with something that I did back in 1982.
Oh, yeah.
You got to confront your situation to move on.
Yeah.
So that's what she should do. She should confront it, either say it's true, or say it's not true and move on about it.
Yeah, you can't spend 2 minutes on it, though. You got to talk about that the same way you talk about Kardashian pregnancy.
Exactly.
T.I. and Tiny divorce, anything.
The same thing, the same way you treated everybody else.
Yep.
You got to do it the same way. I totally agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm. But you would have did the same thing. If the story is true, you'd have had your woman right around the corner.
If I would have pulled that off, it would have been right around the corner. But I saw the pictures. You know, we was looking at it yesterday. The fans is watching Kevin.
I thought somebody hired a private investigator.
Well, who you think hired it? She did?
I kind of feel like the
fans or she hired it and she knew it was going to, but if she did that, why did not?
Who else would want to do that? Who else would want to do that?
They even showed it down to the point to the ring. They show the woman's ring, and the ring is nice. It's not as big as Wendy's, but three more carats would have been equal.
Maybe Wendy hired, right, maybe Wendy hired the private investigators because she's planning some type of, who knows?
Who knows?
We have more with TK Kirkland coming up next. It's The Breakfast Club.
Young trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Yeah. Big, get it dope, Macy. Hey.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is actually in Africa. We got TK Kirkland in the building.
Do you want to get married?
I would love to get married.
Even
I'm trying
at
to
57?
Marry. Yeah, and that's the conflict.
Mm.
Because I am 57, why should I get married?
Yeah. Why not?
You know, well,
you know, men who are married live longer.
Yeah, and men who stay single too can probably have got a shot.
You get about 70.
Yeah, some women say that, you know, they always want me to get married so I can have somebody in the house. If I, like, so what happens if something happens to you? And I'm prepared for that. I got snacks all on the floor in the house. Yeah. So if I fall down the steps, I can crawl to the snacks and eat the peanuts and
stay
the
alive.
Hot tamales there until somebody finds me.
They won't be hot.
You know, I'm prepared for all this. You know, it's in the AARP manual.
But so, you do want to get married.
Yes, I do. I think that would be a nice thing to be married. Yep, I do.
Would you marry somebody on par with your age or something younger?
It depends on what day you ask me that question.
Mm.
Every day is different. Sometimes I want somebody my age. Sometimes I want somebody younger. Then if I talk to somebody younger, I see how they're now prepared. Because to marry me, you got to at least have $25,000 in the bank.
Mm.
Not that I need it. I need to know that you're bringing something to the table because I don't want a liability at this point in my life.
Mm.
You know, so it's people that I meet and I say, you know what, I would like to marry you, but you just ain't got $25,000 in the bank. You know what that means? You're not qualified. Mm. See, a lot of people are not qualified to be in a relationship, but they falsify the paperwork anyway to be together. And this is where you have problems. And you can't, you gotta be qualified today. A man shouldn't even say hello to a woman unless he got over $10,000 in the bank. And not that she's materialistic.
Depending on your age, though.
Depending on your age. But I just want a man to be able to take a woman to dinner, take a woman to a movie, take a nice trip.
Yeah.
And women need to understand that even if you want to have sex with a guy, at least go out of state. And I'm not talking about Jersey or Baltimore. I'm talking about go somewhere nice and get a nice hotel room and expose your female to something nice. That's just me. That's how I always move.
Do you think that whole mentality of guys saying, let me for free and can I for free, you think that messed the game up a little bit?
It messed the game up. But what's crazy, girls let them.
Yeah.
The girls let them. You know, sex is for men who accomplish something.
Mm.
See, if you don't accomplish something, you don't deserve to have sex.
Mm.
You know, you got to work every day. You got to pay bills. And at the end of the day, you come home on Friday and you take your girl out to eat and you go to a movie and you know, and girls need to know if you got a man that's doing something. When you go up to the top in the movie theater, that means I'm giving. That's what going to the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think people need to understand the etiquette of when you see a couple go to the back. If that whole row's empty and you walk past 20 seats and you see me up there, you're messing up what I'm about to try
to
do.
You got
to
know what I'm doing up there.
Yeah, you got to know what I'm doing. So please go back down there. I remember one time I was with a Chinese girl.
Yeah.
And I was really about to do my thing. But some Afro-American girls saw me there. They came. One time the girl sat in front. Then she got up for no reason, came on the same row and jumped up and down to make sure we knew she... Oh, I was so mad.
Because
I was horny and I was really about to have some fun.
Are you just saying explain the situation to them?
I almost want to say, excuse me.
Yes.
Who raised you? You know what it is.
Why couldn't you just go ahead and do your thing?
You know, maybe 15, 20 years ago, yes. You know, you don't care who's standing there next to you. You know, you want to probably get some lessons. But as you get older, you know, you're conservative about your image and everything. And you just can't be slinging
it. As out in public.
Yeah, you just want to be respectful about how you're moving.
Have you seen the photo pussy challenge yet?
I saw the video with Erykah Badu. And I know where you're going, right? But here's the thing about that, right? It's something seductive about that woman.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody knows that.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. Erykah's amazing.
Erykah Badu, it's something
very hypnotic air about
it. It's something about her eyes or whatever. Woo!
She's very hypnotic.
She's hypnotic is the word for her. Because when I was watching the video, she had me in awe. But I'm a player. Once I broke out, I said, are you... Bitch, who raised you?
So what have you done for the pussy in your day?
I'm not that kind of dude. Mm. Yeah, I already know who I am. I'm not that way. I believe in being a gentleman. Mm-hmm. See, there's two things you can do. You can either pay direct for it, mm-hmm. or you're going to pay indirectly. I'd rather pay indirectly. I'd rather take you to a movie, take you shopping, take you on a trip. Because that's what, to me, from my era, that's what men are supposed to do. Today, nobody wants to have a conversation. Mm. They just walk up to me, how much? $50? Yeah, and two tens, and the five, and two. No, I believe in treating a woman the way a woman, because when you treat a woman that way, the thing between her legs marinates more. Mm. It gets extremely more juicy, and you can feel the difference. When you're laying on top of her and you're nibbling her ear and you're kissing and you talk a smack. It's a big difference compared to just paying straight up. Right. You didn't seduce her.
Yeah,
see, there's
yeah.
a word called, what you young kids forgot, is how to seduce a woman.
Seduction.
It's a powerful thing. A girl tell you no, and before the end of the night, her legs is behind her neck. It's like, how did this happen
now,
to
hold
me?
Hold on now. This generation calls that rape as well.
No, no. I said seduction.
Yeah.
First he told you no. Yeah. And then...
but I use the word seduction. If I said kidnap, choke a bitch with the pinky out, that's rape. But I use the word seduce.
Uh-huh. I thought about you yesterday because I saw for the pussy challenge, uh-huh. and the dude said, I ain't doing nothing for the pussy. He said, I'll wash it,
right.
but it need cleaning.
Right, that's hilarious.
And you would always tell women how to properly wipe themselves.
Always. I think that's so important that women wipe themselves well, make sure that you know you're older well, because I had a meeting with the mayor yesterday. And in the area of New York and the tri-state area, the odor has risen at a 3% rate since January. And they said, TK, when you go on the Breakfast Club tomorrow, can you talk to the people about sanitary? And listen to me, ladies. If you have a problem, soap and water doesn't do it. Mm. You have to go to the doctor, and you have to get flagyl doxycycline. And you got to take that 2 times a day, 7 days a week, to get rid of that bacteria infection.
My mouth?
No. Yeah, but it's pills that you take to clean the bacteria out of your system. Okay. But since we're all family, and this is the Breakfast Club, and people are listening all around the world, I'm going to give you game. If you think that you have an odor, and you're going to have sex with your man at night, take your shoes off first so you think your feet stink.
Oh, my God. I don't know what...
Who raised it? Take your shoes off first when you walk in. Oh, that's just a feast stank.
I believe it. TK Kirk is going to be at Caroline's on Saturday. He got a 7:30 show and a 10:30 show. Go get your tickets right now.
Get your tickets right now. I told you for a whole month it was going to sell out. As soon as you hear this announcement... You better go get it, because it's going to be a wrap. To Tampa, Florida, October 1st. To Orlando, Improv, October 4th. And to the Bow Theater, me and the Great Too Short. I want to say thank you, Mr. Charlamagne Tha God, Mrs. Angela Yee, to Dan, to the people holding the camera, to the man with no chest.
What a nice guy.
To
no
the chest. Gentleman that you just see his forehead. to everybody. Real solid people here. And may your pain be champagne. Thank you guys for everything. I appreciate it.
TK Kirkland, it's The Breakfast Club, y'all.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello? Oh.
Hi.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Hey, what's up, Charlamagne?
Good morning, Angela Yee. How are you?
Envy's in South Africa right now, so we have been in here.
Envy's in South Africa working because he understands that the first is Sunday. And I think everybody out there needed to understand that the first is Sunday. And some of y'all know exactly what to do for, you know, penises and poom-pooms, but don't have a clue on what to do for the rent.
And happy birthday to my brother. Today is my brother Brian's birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian. I bet you Brian know what to do for the rent.
Yeah, he does.
We're going to do a pay your rent by yourself challenge for this month.
Or your mortgage.
Pay your mortgage by yourself this month challenge. All right? Meaning don't call me and ask me for nothing.
Who's calling you?
Don't worry about it, all right?
Who is asking you?
I just see you online
money?
Doing your little 40D challenge and for your little 40 poom poom challenge. Just you better have something for the rent on Sunday. Don't call me. All right. Now, you got the room report coming up,
Angela?
You're
just talking to yourself in 2 different
ways? Yes, I am. You know,
okay, yes. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick's jersey.
Yes.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Colin Kaepernick still having issues getting a job in the NFL, but MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, wants to put his uniform on display for the rest of the year. So that should be nice. Now, it's the items is Fashion Modern exhibit, and that exhibit will reportedly open at the MoMA on October 1st and will be on display until January of 2018.
I'll drop one of them clues bombs for my guy, Colin Kaepernick. I really just feel like Colin Kaepernick's thing is bigger than football right now.
Oh.
Shut up. Jesus Christ, man. He's got a purpose bigger than football at the moment. All right?
Now, that jersey they plan to have, they feel like that will open the discussion on how a particular sportswear can be symbolic beyond representing a person's favorite team. So his jersey is very symbolic of a lot of things.
It's not about the jersey. It's about the man in the jersey. Right. I mean, his jersey will change if he
But they're saying it's not just fashion. It's not just about the team. It's symbolic of a lot more. All right. Now, in the meantime, there's also a petition for Ray Lewis's statue to be removed from the Ravens stadium.
That's why he got down on both knees, because he was trying to appease both sides, because he didn't want to piss off those people right there. He wanted to be able to have that out to say, I was praying. I wasn't protesting.
Now, Fatima Robinson, do you know who she is?
Heard that name before.
All right. Well, she's a choreographer, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen her work. And they are now going to see it on Fox. They've done an hour-long hip-hop dance drama. It's been approved, inspired by her life and her career. Now, they got that whole thing because the person who is going to be writing it did the New Edition story. So that should be exciting. And
Who's that person?
She's choreographed for Michael Jackson, Aaliyah, Fergie, Pharrell. And she was also the person behind Kendrick's 2016 Grammy performance as well.
Who's the person who wrote the New Edition story?
It's going to be written by Abdul Williams.
Okay. Salute to Abdul Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is, but salute to him.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't. But he wrote the New Edition story.
And congrats to Fatima.
Yeah, so if you didn't know who she was before, she's a choreographer, and now you know who she is, and you're going to enjoy watching her story. All right, now let's discuss Jay Farrow and Jamie Foxx. They were on Ellen, and she had them do different impersonations, and for every impersonation that they did, she donated $1,000 for Jamie Foxx's charity. Now here is Jay Farrow and Jamie Foxx as Jay-Z and Oprah selling cookies.
I mean, yo, buy the damn cookies.
Cookies! Everyone get the cookies! Everyone look underneath your seats and get the cookies!
I don't know about the Oprah one, but the Jay-Z one sounded good. Did that sound like Oprah to you?
Sorta. I can see why white people would enjoy that. I can see.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Mm-hmm.